Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to post-match reaction to the Wallabies versus the Pumas. Going to be a bit of a quicker one. This one, the Wallabies won this one comfortably, 27-8 in the end. Early on, the Argentina got the upper hand, had that first penalty, but that was a poor miss with the boot. It wasn't going to be the only one of the night. But very soon afterwards, we had a turnover. Karevi breaks. The ball comes out to Hodge. Good, powerful run. Straightens up, gets through his tackler and goes through to score. Hodge, a real surprising try-scoring machine, really, on this one. We then had that backed up about sort of 10 minutes later with Cooper putting through a nice grubber for Iketau to collect and then Karevi to force the ball down. Look, we've had some pretty poor commentary this evening in both games, but this one in particular with the commentators talking about he's trying to put it down against the post. You've not been allowed to put it down against the post for quite a few years. And someone needs to tell Nick White that as well, because he tried to get away with that for a try as well. So really should be aware that that's not within the law books. Pumas did get a penalty in that first half when the Valentini was caught for shepherding, which got them on the board. But another penalty at 17-3 at half-time and the Wallabies going pretty well. In that first half, really looked after the ball and the territory. What, 64% territory and possession. So really did a good job there. Won the kicking duels with the Pumas, which the Pumas wanted to get involved in. And the vast majority of the play in that first half was by the Wallabies. And they came up trumps with the score. As well. In the second half and the beginning of the second half, the Pumas came out well, got themselves that line-out more try, got another penalty which missed. Now, with the missed conversion and the missed penalty, we're already seeing, 7 points left out there. But that got them up to 17-8, and it looked like they were in with a chance. But we had Kramer doing a couple of silly things. Let's be blunt. Argentina had the penalty, and he barges off Corobetti to get the penalty turned around. They get another penalty at line out, and then he trips Reece Horridge to pick up a yellow card and reverse penalty as well. And that just took all the wind out of the Pumas' sails. That's not to say they gave up and stopped trying. They did carry on trying, but they had the upper hand. They had the period at that point, but couldn't. But those two turnarounds really reduced opportunities to put more points on the board and start putting pressure on the Wallabies. It took the Wallabies until the hour mark to get any more points when James O'Connor was on for Quade Cooper, slotting the ball through the uprights. Soon after that, they had another try with Kellaway going in off an inside ball from James O'Connor after the Wallabies had been bashing away at the line. A lot of calls that was a forward pass, but they got away with it. And it was a really nicely worked move in around that the try line there to put Kellaway over for another try. They did butcher a number of opportunities in this one, did the Wallabies. And you've got to say, the Wallabies now are setting up a pretty good record for when they're not playing the All Blacks. Now, if you have a quick look at Dave Rennie's record, I thought I had it open. There it is. There's a screenshot of him since without playing the All Blacks. Now, this is before tonight's game. So add in there an extra win against Argentina. And they've had 5 wins, 2 draws, and just 1 loss when they've not been playing New Zealand. New Zealand's obviously, the record against New Zealand has not been pretty good. But then again, most teams' record against New Zealand isn't pretty good. And let's be honest, they haven't lost. New Zealand haven't lost a game all year. So that record of 5 wins, 2 draws, and just 1 loss is a very good record for the Wallabies. I'd say excluding their games against New Zealand, which shows you that they are a decent. We are looking at a decent side here with the Wallabies. Tate McDermott, why doesn't he start? He upped the pace when he came on, but it's good to see that there is some depth now there for the Wallabies around those around some of those players. Quaid isn't the future, but he does add some experience and depth in there at number 10, whilst the younger 10s get experience, like Lolaseo, for example. Karevi has been an absolute star coming back, arguably the best 12 in the world currently, as he's seen, one of the good things he'd say is, look, he's not just a hard runner, he's got good little feet, so he makes those little moves just before contact, which is what makes a lot of those tackles fall off. And he also keeps his arms free and can get away the ball as well. Only 5 offloads from the Wallabies, so not a big part of their game, but 10 clean breaks shows you that they had the better of this. Making the Argentinians try 183 tackles, they made 152 of those, so 30 missed, quite a lot, you've got to say. Leading to those 10 clean line breaks. Penalties pretty even there, and turnovers. And that's, I guess, where the only 10 from Australia, 14 from Argentina. So kept their turnovers down, kicked 100% kicking rate at sticks, as well as a good tackle rate of a 90% as well. A good all-round performance by the Wallabies against this Puma setup. Let's be honest, this isn't the Puma setup that beat New Zealand last year, that got those draws against Australia last year. They haven't been together in the same way that they were last year. This time they've played in Romania, Wales, South Africa, and now into Australia. Also, their players, they're all not based with the Jaguares. Now, last year, they were looking around for contracts, so they weren't away with their different club sides in Europe, which a lot of the players are nowadays. So we're back, unfortunately, with the loss of the Jaguares in Super Rugby, into a team with Argentina that's probably going to be good once every 4 years when it's Rugby World Cup time, and they get that elongated period together without having to nip back to play for clubs or have club interference with them. So real disappointment, you're going to say, for the development of Argentinian rugby, the loss of the Jaguares. And I think we're seeing that already just 2 years on with the way that they've been performing in this rugby championship. One more game for them to come up against the Wallabies again next weekend. And off the back of this, it's going to be another heart-forward one where they play the full 80 minutes, but just lack that the cutting edge. And we're probably going to see them come up short yet again, to be honest. The Wallabies on a good roll. The first time in 4 years that they've actually got 3 wins back-to-back. So in a real, they've really getting them into a real good place a couple of years out from the Rugby World Cup. Got to be happy with how they are going. Liotta perhaps blotted the Corey Book coming in for this game. Really got involved with a lot of handbags off the ball that wasn't required. Probably got himself distracted from his game. Unsurprised to see him pulled and replaced, to be honest. I think there'll be some words with him around that. Corin Betty and Karevi, 2 standout performers in that back line yet again, plus a pack that really is putting in a lot of work and starting to improve, showing that they've fronted up against the physicality of the Springboks and again dealt with the niggliness that the Pumas bring. So, yeah, heading in the right direction for that. So, congratulations to the Wallabies on their 27-8 win. Hope you've enjoyed the Rugby Championship games. I'm going to be at Bear Plenty versus Taranaki in the MPC tomorrow. And so do look out for those post-match interviews. And hope you've all enjoyed your rugby this weekend.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.